You know what they say, you are what you eat. When I wound the clock back about 150 years on my diet, what happened was that I lost well over 25 kilograms, that's 55 pounds, without really having to try all that hard. When people hear what I eat, they're shocked. But actually, all I'm eating is what people ate back when heart disease was a rarity. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age. Wow, we've had so much feedback from last week's programs where I talked about living a healthy life to a ripe old age. The phone has literally been ringing off the hook and the emails have been flooding in. It seems that what we've been talking about has really struck a chord for many people. And why wouldn't it? You and I have such amazing bodies, a body so complex and intricate, so strong and durable, yet so incredibly fragile, a body that produces digestive juices strong enough to dissolve zinc, a body with lungs whose surface area would cover a tennis court, a body with a heart that will beat 100,000 times every day for the term of your natural life, a body with bone as strong as granite. Did you know that a piece of human bone the size of a matchbox can support a weight of 9 tons? A body with a brain that simply cannot be matched by any computer that man can build. And it's the only body that you and I will ever be given. It's been wonderfully, exquisitely, uniquely handcrafted with chemical balancing and feedback mechanisms so complex that medical science is only beginning to understand some of them. We have no idea how or where we store the billions of pieces of information that we can recall in an instant. We simply marvel at all the complex bodily functions that are controlled by our brains without you or me ever having to think about them. In fact, we're not even aware of them. You have an amazing body, and yet so many of us are abusing it into an early grave, all because of what we're putting down our mouths. You are what you eat, quite literally. And in just 100 years, whilst medical science has dispatched a bunch of diseases like typhoid and smallpox and tuberculosis and polio and a bunch of others largely to the scrap heap, there's a bunch of new diseases that have come along to rob people of a healthy life and a long life. You see, it's not just about adding years to your life. It's about adding life to your years. Way too many people are contracting diseases that just a century ago were as rare as hen's teeth. As we saw last week on the program, cardiovascular disease was almost unknown at the beginning of the 20th century. Today, the World Health Organization estimates that through heart attack and stroke, cardiovascular disease kills 16.7 million people every year. That's 1/3 of all deaths worldwide. And please don't think that this is all coming from the wealthy developed countries. 2/3 of those deaths are now coming from low and middle income nations. There's probably not a one of us who doesn't know someone who's had a heart attack or a stroke. Well, if we'd been having this discussion back in 1901, almost none of us would have known anyone who'd had a heart attack or a stroke. And yet by 2020, the World Health Organization estimates that there will be around 25 million cardiovascular disease deaths worldwide. It's on the increase, people. Same with cancer, same with diabetes, same with obesity. People, we are eating ourselves into an early grave. And the more the research comes out, the more it all points to the so-called Western diet. I believe, in fact, now I know that God gave you and me the most amazing bodies. And the reason we're dedicating a few weeks to talking about this stuff on the program is because I want to help you to avoid becoming a victim of your own Western diet. The thing that sets the Western diet apart, as we've seen, if you've been able to join me in the last few days, is not so much its fat content, because there are plenty of instances of traditional diets with high animal fat contents where the people who eat them have a zero rate of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and obesity. The thing that sets the Western diet apart is its high content of processed and refined carbohydrates, sugar. There's sugar in just about every processed food you buy in the supermarket. White flour, white rice, sweet drinks, sweet sauces, sweet cereals, sweet just about everything. Last week I shared with you that my top secret for losing 25 kilograms, that's 55 pounds, that's a lot of weight, was simply removing the refined carbohydrates from my diet. Nothing else. No starving myself, nothing. I just want to talk about that a bit more today because people are shocked when I say that. They think I'm crazy. Others think I'm an extremist. Others still put it down to another fad diet thing. I told someone about it recently and they said, but Bernie, aren't you hungry all the time? We are so conditioned to believing that a diet high in refined carbohydrates is normal. And yet if you turn the clock back just a century, back to the days when cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, obesity, and a string of other diseases, which today are becoming pandemics and increasing, were almost completely unknown. The one thing that stands out like a sore thumb is that refined carbohydrates were a complete rarity in people's diets. People want to know, well, Bernie, if you don't eat bread and cereal and tomato sauce and cakes and biscuits and chips and all that stuff, what in goodness name do you eat? That's the question I'd like to answer for you today as I sit here with my blood pressure normal, my blood sugar normal, my triglycerides and bad cholesterol very low, and my good cholesterol high. I wish I could have invited you to dinner last night. It was awesome. My wife Jackie cooked a roast vegetable salad while I grilled some tandoori chicken on the barbecue. The salad was stunning. She cut up zucchinis, peppers or capsicums, mushrooms, baby tomatoes, onions, beans. I actually can't remember all the vegetables that were in there. Drizzled them with a bit of olive oil and roasted them for half an hour in the oven. Preparation time was about 10 minutes. Then she tossed the roast veggie salad in a bit of vinegar, added a little salt and pepper, and served them up warm with the tandoori chicken that I just cooked. What was missing was any sauce with sugar in it. What was missing was roast potatoes or white rice or white pasta that would have spiked your blood sugar level and produced nasty triglycerides in your blood. But you know, those veggies contained all the carbohydrates that my body needs. I had a stack of them too. They tasted exquisite. The meal contained mostly carbs, some protein, some fat, the way a meal is meant to, only the carbohydrates were tucked away inside a whole bunch of natural fiber, which makes them slow to digest, meaning I wouldn't get hungry for a long time and my blood sugar wouldn't spike. That's how people ate back at the beginning of the 20th century. In fact, that's how they've been eating for millennia. Plenty of unrefined carbs, unrefined grades, which are slow to digest, with plenty of fat, animal fat, including plenty of protein. If we had the courage to turn back the clock 150 years on our diet to a time where metabolic syndrome, that's what all this obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease is called, what we doubtless discover is that many of the diseases that are products of the 20th and 21st century would go away. The exciting thing is that the food's fantastic. My biggest insight? Vegetables rock. Animal fat, rather than increasing my cholesterol levels, actually keeps your blood sugar under control, keeps your appetite under control, and doesn't make you fat. The research is done. It's in. And I'm walking proof. Professor Robert Lustig of the University of California, San Francisco, is a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in childhood obesity. He makes this point about sugar and carbohydrate content in fruit and vegetables. He says God packaged the poison, that's the sugar, inside the antidote, that's the fiber. It doesn't hurt you when it's unrefined, but the process of refining it, squeezing the sugar out of the cane, taking the wheat out of its fibrous husk, squeezing the juice out of the fruit, removes the fiber and leaves you with the poison, the refined carbohydrates. That's what's killing us. There is so much fantastic natural food out there, and if we were prepared to go for it, we would discover a whole new level of health. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.